Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Privyet!
I'm afraid to ask, Lisa. Where did that come from?
That comes from my my language course in Russian.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You Googled it.
That's my language course.
Oh, my God.
I'm taking Russian. I'm learning Russian.
Yeah, you and everyone else.
And that's hello. That's hello. Privyet.
Privyet. Do you even know if you're, like, saying it right?
Yeah, when you Google it, it looks like as though they should kind of break it up how it should be said, like syllables.
So you actually haven't heard how it's said?
I don't know Russian people, no.
Okay.
No.
All right.
But
didn't stop you, though.
No, because I just think, what happens if I ever find myself in Russia? And I wouldn't even know how to say hello.
Yes, because that's where you're going to go on vacation.
Well, I'm just saying, right? So I'm just saying, what happens, right? What happens?
You're going to know one awesome word.
And then they're going to think I'm friendly. So then I'm already in the good books, doing a shot of vodka with them. Right? Privyet! And they'll be like, ah, privyet! And then we do some vodka.
Do some vodka.
I just think it's important to know.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Privyet!
Privyet! Everybody, do a privyet. But you have to stick your chin up high.
Yeah. Out.
Stretch it, like, privyet.
Yeah. Get those jowls.
Yeah. Get my jowls working out.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Okay,
that's
no
what
more.
It is. Okay.
No more.
Okay, that's it.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to, Samantha, I just, you know what, I'm just trying to learn something new.
Uh-huh.
Don't squash it.
Okay. Okay, I'm not going to. I'm going to give you a compliment.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Don't hear that often.
Nope.
Okay.
Lisa, your hair's looking good.
Thanks, Samantha, I got my pretty on. I got my pretty on today.
Uh-huh, and this is where you compliment me.
Sorry. Your hair looks good, too.
Because we both got our pretty on.
We did. Because, friends of the podcast, there's only one thing that we feel we can really 100% wholeheartedly control about the aging process.
Mm-hmm.
That's what color your hair is.
Damn straight.
Right? So, Samantha, I am thankful you washed out your gray.
No! Shut
up. Looking good. Looking good, Samantha.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Are you kidding me?
I love that.
Are you kidding me?
Winter,
you
winter,
needed
chicken dinner.
Really?
Yep. I love it.
I think your hair is ugly.
Don't say that.
I think your hair is ugly. I hate winter, winter, chicken dinner, and you know that.
I know, because now it's going to be stuck in your head.
It's been stuck in my head for a week and a half, Samantha. Right?
But tell them why, Lisa.
Oh, okay, friends.
That every time I say it, it's just to make sure it stays.
Hate it. I hate the phrase winner, winner, chicken dinner. So, friends of the podcast, I think I've touched on this before. Sometimes when I go to work, I stop in at my local Starbucks and I get a hot chocolate because I'm not that adventurous with my drinks. And sometimes my Starbucks is really busy,
mm-hmm.
right? However, this one particular day this week, I don't know. I don't remember which, let's say it was Tuesday, right? Went to my Starbucks, not busy.
Mm-hmm.
In and out, which never happens.
No.
Walked out of the Starbucks, big smile on my face, thinking, yeah, that was quick. And then all of a sudden I thought in my head, winner, winner, chicken dinner. And then I was so mad at myself because I couldn't believe that I even said such a stupid phrase in my head.
Love it.
And then I thought, where the hell would I even have heard that phrase? And then I remembered, I watched some stupid show on TV, I don't remember which one, and somebody said, winner, winner, chicken dinner. And I'm like, what the hell is that? What is that?
It is the beauty that I call a lame-ass saying.
It is completely a lame-ass saying. However, because I was curious about it.
Of course.
I did a little research, Samantha.
Oh, Lisa.
I did a little school.
Did you?
Yeah.
What'd you learn?
What I learned from my winner, winner, chicken dinner, and this is the only phrase that I even dare will give this much time and attention to, and then it's done, was that it originates from the 70s, and it became really popular in Las Vegas in like the casinos.
Okay.
Because back in the 70s, apparently, everybody, the minimum bet was $2. But every casino had a kitchen, and every restaurant served a chicken dinner, and it was for $1.79.
Winner winner chicken dinner.
So when somebody would win their minimum bet, roll those dice, right? Winner. And then they'd win their $2. They were like, winner winner chicken dinner. They could get the chicken dinner.
Oh my God! Now
I don't ever want to think of that phrase again.
No, but that's great.
It's horrible.
I'm going to keep saying it.
Don't.
It's going to live forever.
Hate that phrase.
No, I love it.
Hate all lame ass.
Every phrases. Time, every time you say it or I say it or anybody else says it, I laugh. Just makes me happy.
Yeah, I know, because you're weird that way.
I know.
Like, you're just weird that way, Smith. You got to shorten everything.
Yes,
Thank you. Your name's Samantha. I got to shorten it to Sam, which I get, but I don't get why you shorten other things.
I don't know.
My name's Lisa.
It's Lee sometimes. It
never should be Lise. It never was meant to be Lise.
Well, it happened. Actually, I did it to an employee that I work with.
Did you?
Just by accident. And he, and this gentleman is new. And I'm like...
Lucky him.
And I'm like, hey, do you want to do something for me? He's like, yeah, sure. Or what did I say? I think I said his name. I said, hey, Jared, can you do me a fave? And he looks at me and goes...
Oh, I just cringed.
He looks at me and goes, are you going to shorten every word you say? It's possible.
Hey, hey, new guy at Indigo. Yes, you will.
Because that's what I do. I shorten everything.
But
and
you
I just,
shouldn't.
It's just a habit.
But it's a bad one.
But, you know, lots of people have it, Lisa.
I don't think they do.
I think they do.
I'm pretty sure they don't.
No, I feel like shortening words and using what you would consider lame-ass sayings happen all the time.
I don't hear it out there in my world.
You say just saying.
I say just saying. That's just saying. That's not a phrase. And it's not lame. That's just saying.
That's... But it's a quip or a phrase or... It is. It's a saying.
I don't know.
Yes.
I think...
No, because you're like, I use it all the time.
Okay, but it's just a phrase. That's not... It's not lame. It's not like nails on the chalkboard like your stupid phrases.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you have...
Lisa?
Yeah.
Since you like to be a scholar...
I'm a scholar.
I'm going to take you back to school.
Okay, school me.
A couple of words.
Okay.
You're going to have to use them in a sentence.
Oh. Please.
Properly.
Okay.
Buzzkill.
Buzzkill?
Yep.
Samantha, I'm never using that stupid word in a sentence, actually.
You have to. Don't be a buzzkill, Lisa.
That's my sentence. I think that lame-ass sayings are buzzkill. Does that work? No. Because I don't get lame-ass sayings, so
yes,
you don't get
you
buzzkill.
Do. Even dude, the word dude.
No, that's different. That's just dude. That just means guy.
Dude.
That's not lame, though. That's just like a saying. That's just a word.
All right.
That's hunky Matthew McConaughey. And he can say whatever
but
he wants.
People now say it all the time.
Yeah, but it's not lame.
Because he brought it back.
But it doesn't sound lame.
But it's funny, though.
Okay, well, you know what? Here's my thing.
Okay.
Okay, you know, like lame-ass... Okay, I guess lame-ass sayings also kind of going to be like quotes, too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what about the one, you're going to kiss a lot of frogs before you find your prince. Right? You know what I think to that? Because I hate it. Imagine that. How about, let's modernize it and say, you have to date a lot of assholes before you find one that's okay.
It's not as cute.
Why does it have to be cute?
Because it should be cute. The reason why people remember what you think are lame-ass sayings or quips or whatever is because they're trendy, they're quick, they're interesting, the combination of words is interesting, and they're easy to remember and they kind of just trigger.
The close but no cigar.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Mm. I've said that.
Of course you have, because you're the queen of lame-ass sayings.
Really?
Did you have another one you wanted to test me on?
Yes.
Okay.
Da bomb.
I think that if we're not careful, if the United States isn't careful, no. Korea is going to drop da bomb.
That's not the meaning of that phrase.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't... That's how I would say it. If we're not...
Or you could just say, you da bomb.
I'm bomb?
Yeah.
I'm the bomb.
No, not you. Oh. You could say it that way.
Yeah.
But you don't.
That
you know why, Lisa?
Why?
Because you're not hip. You're not cool.
Oh my God, as I'm looking at my Converse, I'm like the queen of hip.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm like super hip, actually.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Chill out.
You know what? You're lame.
I got tons.
I have no doubt.
Tons.
They just roll off your tongue, Samantha.
Well, I'm just saying that they're fun. And I think you should try and use booyah in a sentence.
If I was cooking, I would need a booyah based. I've heard that.
That's booyah based. What is it? Oh my God! No!
I would use a booyah cube. Isn't that they use that in cooking too?
Booyah cube.
Oh.
Don't!
Sorry.
Oh my God.
See, I don't get them. I don't get your lame ass sayings.
That is ridiculous.
Mm.
That, really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You've never heard of booyah.
Like, boo-yah?
Booyah.
No, I don't get it.
Yo.
No, it's not like yo. Yeah, yo is like hi.
Really?
Yeah,
Have you heard of down with that? Get down with that?
Yeah. Are you down with that? Are you done with that?
Could you sound any more white right now?
Sorry. I'm just saying.
Okay, how about fugly? Do you remember fugly?
I remember fugly.
Do you still use fugly?
I don't use fugly anymore. I think I outgrew that lame ass saying. But I have one that I want to bring back.
What?
But ugly.
But ugly?
But ugly.
Your mama says you're ugly. U-G-L-Y. Right? You ain't got no alibi. You're ugly.
You're ugly.
You're ugly.
Yeah. That's for Saturday Night Live, the cheerleaders. Right? Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Right? Exactly.
Sorry.
I want to bring back But Ugly.
Okay. Because every time you say But Ugly, I'm going to think of that song in my head.
And every time you say, hey, do you feel like chicken? I'm going to think of Winner, Winner, Chicken Dinner. And I'm going to hate that. Yeah.
How about... I like, and I have said, getting jiggy with it.
That just is like super duper lame.
No.
Yeah.
Makes me think of
Wasn't
Will
that a song?
Smith. Yeah.
Get jiggy, na 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 na. That one? Yeah. Right? Get jiggy, na 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 na.
I love that.
Do you, friends of the podcast, do you hear the excitement in my voice over that?
Oh, yeah. But do you remember back, I guess it was in the 80s, when we used to say to people, are they going postal?
Oh, I think that's still relevant, though.
I think it's
still relevant.
I think people still go postal.
And you know what? And lots of times I think about going postal. Right? And now might be one of them.
And now might be,
now
one,
might
of
be
them.
One of them.
I think I like also, and though you shouldn't, and sometimes I still use it, talk to the hand.
You know what? I don't mind talk to the hand.
Talk to
I think that's
hand.
An. I don't think that's a lame ass saying. I think that's an important one. Talk to the hand. Right?
Because do you think that... stops the conversation, or do you think that elevates it to a new level?
In my mind, it stops the conversation.
But I think for the other person, it may elevate it to a new level.
Talk to the hand?
Yeah.
What was it? What was it? Talk to the hand because the mind's not listening, the ear's not listening.
Something.
There was some other part of another lame-ass phrase
yep.
attached to that.
For sure. How about mofo?
No, I'd rather just use motherfucker.
Oh.
I just think that's better. Yeah, I don't like that.
Lisa.
Sam.
How's it hanging?
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with how's it hanging.
I'm just throwing them out at you.
My husband uses one. Lollygagging. That means fooling around.
Does he call you a lollygagger?
Calls me a lollygagger. Right? Because I just fool around, he says.
Right?
But here's one. You know what I hate? It's not a phrase. It's an action.
Mm-hmm.
I hate air quotes. Air quotes. So friends of the podcast, right? You know, everybody knows air quotes. Take your hands. Raise them up. Take your two fingers on each hand. Pull them down.
Pull them down.
Up and down. Up and down.
Down.
That's the air quotes. And I tell you, air quotes like infuriate. It make me so angry. Because I think that I think when people do air quotes, they're trying to like make you feel stupid. Not that anybody's ever done that to me, but when I've seen people do it to you, I feel really bad. And I think, God, why are they doing that to Samantha?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
And then I feel bad for you.
No one ever does that to me.
Well, I'm just saying.
Ever.
I must have seen it somewhere.
Really? I'm thinking that maybe someone did that to you.
Never.
Yeah, ever. They've never done that to me.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, Samantha.
Someone ever air quoted me, they probably wouldn't be breathing for long.
Right? Because air quotes are horrible.
They're horrible.
They're completely horrible.
Oh my God.
Right?
Because that's when I would open a can of whoop-ass!
See? Right? And I would let you. I would let you. You know? But there are some that I think we can bring back.
Okay. Well, you know, we tried to bring douchebag back, so.
Well, and douchebag's here to stay. Right? And who
I
are?
I have a keychain.
I got you that for your birthday 1 year.
Because I love that. I love the feel of the word
douchebag. It was hashtag douchebag.
Hashtag douchebag.
Yeah.
I love it.
Exactly. And I felt that was really appropriate to bring douchebag back.
And you know, when people look at that keychain, they look at me and I'm like, judge me.
Yeah, judge me. Go
judge
ahead.
Me.
Put on your judging pants and judge somebody who's brave enough to walk around with a keychain that says douchebag. Right? Nicely engraved and all. Right? I put some good thought into that. But okay, so what we already said, I want to bring back But Ugly.
Okay.
I want to bring back spaz.
Oh, that's really old.
But that was a good one, though.
That was...
You
yeah,
spaz.
But can you call people spazzes anymore?
Why can't you?
We did that when we were young. I don't know if it... Is it effective as an adult?
I don't know. You spaz.
Shut up.
Kind of it is. Yep. Kind of it is.
Shut up. Don't call me a spaz.
Don't call me a spaz. Okay, fine, you airhead. Look at that, me throwing it back at you, Samantha.
Oh, God. Yeah. Did you, just like dug deep back into the past.
I dug deep, hey? I dug deep.
Spaz and airhead.
Spaz and airhead.
Okay, what else you got?
Wicked. I like Wicked.
Oh.
That's Wicked.
That's Wicked. It's Wicked, man.
Yeah. No, I don't need the man. I just, that's Wicked.
It's Wicked.
Yeah.
Wicked. That's Wicked Cool.
No, not Wicked Cool. Just Wicked, Samantha.
You know I'm going to tag, like, lots of things into that word.
I know, right? I know, and I'm going to hate every second of it.
So yeah,
you know
probably.
What? Guess what? I take it back. Mm-hmm. I'm taking it away.
Why?
Wicked's gone.
No!
Because you're abusing Wicked already. Right? You're already abusing
Too
Wicked.
Too bad you've already put it out there, Lisa. You can't take it back once you put it out there.
Okay.
But what do you really don't want people to say anymore?
Well, okay. I don't want people, you, to say totes.
No, I'm never going to stop.
I don't want totes being said. I hate totes.
And I say totes, and I say totes jelly.
I hate all of that. It's like you're trying to be 10.
No, I'm
trying
not.
To be all cool and 10.
No, it harkens back to my Valley Girl days.
Well, you know, just the fact that you even, like, harken is crazy, too. Right? It's ridiculous. Right? I also don't want to hear awesome sauce.
No, I just said that the other day.
I know, but why? Why? What? Walk me through. Let's pretend we're in the spelling bee. Definition.
Awesome sauce.
Definition.
You're awesome, and you're saucy.
And you're saucy. Origin.
I have no idea.
Right? Because you just make it up.
Of course I do.
And I don't
Sometimes
get...
I do make up words. It's actually kind of fun. Mm-mm.
I don't want preggers.
I feel... Oh, no. I hate
I think
that
preggers
word.
And prego is kind of like...
Yeah, no.
Is kind of like insensitive.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No, I don't like,
I don't like that
either.
I also... I don't want... I want to take away the word twerking. And take Miley Cyrus back with it, too.
Oh, jeez.
I don't want that phrase being used.
I don't use the word twerking.
No, I don't
and
like it.
Miley Cyrus, eh.
Meh. But there's a phrase, but I like meh. Keep meh.
Yeah, we use meh and buh.
Buh. Buh. That's another one from my
husband.
Okay,
but you have to tell them, what's the meaning of meh?
What is meh?
It's meh. It's M-E-H.
Yeah, meh.
Meh. Meh. And then, in what context do you use meh?
It's just like whatever.
And but what's buh? B-U-H.
Buh is kind of like I'm done.
Buh. Yeah, buh.
Like I'm done. Buh.
Meh is like, whatever.
No, but is like, but's kind of angry. But B-U-H is kind of angry.
Okay, so we have just created a whole new platform.
But they're not lame.
For little short words.
I prefer little short words. Let's just use little short words.
That's why I'm keeping totes.
No, not totes, though. Yeah. No.
Totally totes.
No. And I hate YOLO. You only live your life once.
No, I don't like YOLO.
I don't like YOLO.
Eh.
I don't like
it's either. Neither here nor there for me.
Yeah.
I'm not totally excited
not
about
afraid.
It.
Not afraid. Not a fan.
But you know what? My mother has some interesting sayings, but one that she says a lot, and the family bugs her about it.
Yeah.
Eat my shorts. Not eat my shorts.
Not eat your shorts.
Sorry.
Sheila.
Oh, my hat.
Oh, Samantha.
Oh, and then she does that.
Yeah.
But it's, oh, my hat.
What does that mean, oh, my hat?
I have no idea. Like, oh, my goodness, but she says, oh, my hat.
I know your mom, too, and you're going to disagree, but I've heard her say it. She also says, the bee's knees.
I've never heard her say that.
I've heard her.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard her.
Apparently not paying attention to
that one. She says bee's knees.
But she says, oh, my hat, a lot.
I don't even get what that is, either. And then I probably said it to your mom, Sheila, I don't really get that phrase. Right? I don't really get that phrase.
Oh, but I love, you know, but mom does come up. That's the problem. That's where you get it from. Because mom does that.
But your mom is an old lady, so she can do it.
So she has phrases from that back in the day.
Yeah.
Or she just kind of makes up stuff.
But your mom's old, so it's okay. But you're like, wow.
Really?
48 going on 70.
No, I'm not.
With your phrases.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what, Lisa? I think I'm just cooler than you are.
Oh, that's definitely not even true.
Yes.
Or provable.
How about, can we keep, I want to keep this one, off the chain.
What the hell does that even mean,
off the chain? Off the hook.
Okay, do you get this shit from your much more music stuff, from your videos?
I got it from my Urban Dictionary.
From your Urban Dictionary. That's funny coming from Miss Merriam-Webster, right?
Yo mama.
Yeah, it doesn't even make sense you using the Urban Dictionary. I'm just saying, Samantha.
Well, too bad, Lisa.
All right.
You know what? Sometimes I'm just a little cooler with words than you are.
You know what?
I try to keep my finger on the pulse of what's happening and what's trendy.
And what's trendy. And I just think that you're just being kind of lame.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
With some of them.
That's not nice.
Well, sometimes I have to just be honest. That's my role as your best friend. Just to be brutally honest with you.
I'm going to be brutally honest with you.
Just to put it out there, Samantha.
You are not all that and a bag of chips.
I am completely all that and a bag of chips.
But you can eat my shorts.
Probably not doing that. Bart Simpson.
No. Oh, that's a good one, too. There's a lot of cool sayings from Bart Simpson,
Not really cool.
Yeah, they're kind of funny.
I don't think so.
You know what? Or maybe it's not cool, but they're funny. And sometimes funny is good. Have a few things in your...
Meh.
Really?
Meh.
Buh.
Meh. Whatever.
That's rude, man.
I don't know. I don't think we're going to see eye to eye on the sayings.
No, because you don't... You say you don't use them.
You just used air quotes. Don't use air quotes.
I did too.
Don't. You know what?
Oh my god.
Chop your goddamn fingers off if you use air quotes again, Samantha.
Oh my god, I totally touched
Don't. Cause, and you were trying to put me in my place by using air quotes. And I don't have a place to be in, so don't you use your air quotes at me.
I'm sorry. I think we should get off this topic.
I think we need to end this. Cause I'm mad now. Now I'm mad. I'm mad.
Laughing.
Don't you air quote me.
So sorry. No, not sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
Don't you.
There's another saying. Sorry, not sorry.
Don't you. I'm still on air quotes. Don't you air quote me. Friends of the podcast.
Yeah.
We're moving on.
Mm-hmm. Do you have an eye shake my head?
I do have an eye shake my head moment. It actually wasn't my eye shake my head moment. It was actually my boss's Brenda's eye shake my head moment. So I don't claim to be all computer savvy. I'm not that girl. Right? We had to buy a new mouse for the computer at work. And so I got a mouse from Staples and it was like a laser optical mouse.
Uh-huh.
Right? Just comes, there's just your mouse and then the little thing that goes into the computer. Right? Pretty straightforward. I got that. But then all of a sudden my keyboard wasn't working.
Oh God.
And I'm like, what the hell? So then I thought, well, how is it not compatible with my keyboard? So I called Brenda and thought, now I have to break the news to my boss that I think I've wasted 20 of her dollars. So I call her and I'm like, so first thing I said, don't be mad. And she's like, okay. And then I said to her, I said, I have a problem with the new mouse that I bought. It's not compatible with my keyboard. And she's like, how can that even be possible? I'm like, well, it is. It's like, cause my keyboard doesn't work. Then she said, did you get the little piece that comes with the mouse? And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, did you put it in the computer? I said, yeah. She said, do you have the other one from the old mouse? I said, yeah. Can you plug that into the computer? Yeah. Put that into the computer. She's like, one's for the keyboard, one's for the mouse. And you know what, Samantha? She was right. And I said to her, Brenda, this could be your eye shake my head moment. And I'm sure she was shaking her head because she was probably like, wow, and this is the question coming from Saskatoon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it was.
That's not good.
But it worked.
Yeah.
It worked. It's all good. What about yourself?
Well, I don't know if mine is an eye shake my head moment or Sam is getting old moment.
Okay, probably Sam's getting old.
I knew I had an eye appointment this week.
Yeah.
I thought it was Tuesday. I went.
Yeah.
I was there. I'm standing at the counter. And the one girl that always checks my eyes, she's like, hi, Sam, what are you doing? How's your day going? Good. And she's looking at me. She's like, why are you here? And I'm like, well, I have my appointment at 10:05. We close at 5. Your appointment's for tomorrow. I look at her. I'm like, oh my God. I had never done that before.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm looking at her. I'm like, I'm having a bit of a day. And
did they not give you a card?
Well, they sent me a text. That's the worst part, is they sent me a text on, was it Monday or Tuesday, to remind me of my appointment. And I just went, oh, okay. And
you didn't read it.
I didn't. Because I'm a skimmer. And I'm like, oh my God. And I looked at her and I go, I'll see you tomorrow.
Way to go, Samantha.
Thank God they like me there.
Thank God.
And then I showed up the next day and Allie, who's actually the receptionist, she's like, I heard you were here yesterday. Yeah, it was not a good day.
Allie, you heard, because they all at morning coffee talked about it. They all talked about how Samantha Sperling showed up a day before her appointment.
So that's my I shake my head was because I'm getting old and I'm a skimmer and it all kind of blended in together.
It all blew up.
It all blew up. But I did show up at the right time on the right day.
Yeah. Well, there. That's
sad.
Hallelujah for that.
Hallelujah.
You know.
But now with my new locks.
Your new locks. Not really that new.
It's rejuvenated me to perhaps feeling a bit younger.
And you look it too.
Thanks.
Probably like knocked a couple months right off.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You just said that.
You just did a whole conversation about lame ass sayings that I
and
hated.
I air quoted you.
And you air quoted me. So bitch, please. And that's a phrase. And not a lame one. But not a lame one.
And I always say calm down too.
Yes.
Calm down.
Yes.
Lisa, calm down.
Yes. So Samantha, what are we talking about next time?
We are talking about a very controversial topic.
Super controversial.
Which so is why we're talking about it.
So controversial, friends, the podcast.
Her and I, we differ greatly in our thoughts.
Oh, do we ever?
Our next topic is, does Google make you smarter?
And?
No.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes.
I'm not saying nothing.
Yes.
No, I'm not adding fuel to the fire. You're I'm going to come guns a-blazing.
Yeah, well, guess what? I'm going to come with one big-ass gun. Then blow your theory right out of the water.
Bring it on.
Friends of the podcast, that's what we're going to talk about. But
Samantha, and it's going to be heated. I have a feeling.
It's going to be really heated. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. I can't even wait. I don't even feel I need to do much research on it. I feel I'm that right about it already. I'm just saying.
I feel pretty confident in my thoughts.
You think so?
Yes.
So friends of the podcast, if you're not sure where to find us, you can find us on Instagram.
Yep.
I_shake my head. You can find us on iTunes. You can Google us now. We are there. We're those people. You Google I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. Ooh, it tells you everywhere where we are.
We pop up.
Not our personal addresses.
Nope.
But one day, probably.
No.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know about that. But we're also on Podbean. We're on Google Play Music. And Twitter.
Twitter. Oh, yeah. Like, we have a Twitter account.
We are tweeting all the time. Mm-hmm. Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Yeah.
So
add
check us out.
Add us to your Instagram feed. Add us to your Twitter feed. Yep. We will let you know anytime, anywhere, where you can hear us. And if we've got a new podcast happening.
Absolutely. You'll get the sneak peek.
The sneak peek.
You'll get the heads up. Huh? And another phrase.
Another phrase. Phrases are all over the place, Lisa.
Everywhere, Samantha.
Get used to it.
I'm used to it already. I'm used to it. All right, Samantha. It's a pleasure. As always, it's been a pleasure.
It should be.
All right. Goodbye.